Good morning, all. This is YouTube Rumble film update for September 3rd, 2025. This is the uncensored version. This is the lengthened version. This is the untraceable version. So I am giving you full permission to pirate the shit out of my recordings. Okay. The time varies on these, so whichever way this goes, this goes. It could be half an hour, it could be only 15 minutes, either way. But you can find all these on my YouTube and on my Rumble. Now, to get to the point, you have to forgive my smoke alarm because my batteries need changing. Anyways, I thought that I would give an update on the most recent shit that's going on in the media. The media is having a field day over the Sydney Sweeney shit, so I'm gonna do two subject crossovers, so that way you get the whole point of it. They're gonna wind that Bud Light is now hiring Sydney Sweeney, the media whore, for doing an advertisement. She's now getting more provocative, more sexual innuendos, because she thinks she's being funny, and Bud Light thinks they're being funny, even though after they wanted to have, give a fake apology to everyone on the pedophilia shit that they took part in, now all of a sudden they think they could do sexual innuendos through her. But he's saying she has big assets. Now, sarcastically speaking, Sydney, how the fuck do you get off trying to sell beer and alcohol or selling your assets off? We all know if you do your research, you don't have a nice body and you're actually ugly when you take the makeup off. Now, I'm not saying that to be an insult. I'm not saying that to be offensive, to be verbally abusive. When you look at her outside the stupid American Eagle commercial, she's actually pretty ugly. She portrays herself to be hot, but she's actually pretty ugly. Like a false advertisement. You're setting yourself up for an Android TV to be bought, but it actually has an analog signal. Now, to step into the other area, the stock exchange. The stock price did not spike because of her. The stock spiked simply because you have a couple of stockbrokers who are on the floor in the New York City Stock Exchange building who are pumping the price up because they are willing to pay the stock price that high. It has nothing to do with the business progressing. This is like a fake portrayal of the GameStop. GameStop literally spiked because everyone genuinely aided to make the stock price go up. Okay, it had nothing to do with the games, had nothing to do with the federal government, had nothing to do with anything else. Everyone aided GameStop to go up. Now, when you get down to the nitty-gritty, the guys wanted American Eagle stock to go up, so they were willing to pay for it on the floor. That's why the stock price goes up. You have high in activity, and you have high in everywhere else, so they fake the supply and demand, which makes the stock price go up. In a fake way, not in a real way, like AT&T. AT&T is a progressive business. Even though it is hiring 75% idiots, it still has a minority of good people. But the only reason why the stock price went up in AT&T is because the business is predominant. American Eagle is not predominant. American Eagle thought that they could hire Sydney because they portrayed her to be a hot number in the media, which she is not. Now, all of a sudden, she's being provocative and she's trying to indoctrinate kids to be half naked. Now, when you're talking about people who have a weight problem, okay, when you have Fox News doing coverage, when you have What's that media reporter's name? Charles something or other. Okay, he goes on and he says, Charlie Hurt, that's the guy. Okay, I find this deeply offensive because people who have a weight problem can't buy this and they can't wear it. And then all of a sudden he says, this is a good marketing idea. How do you have a good marketing idea when you have underage kids? So that means that Charlie Hurts is an unregistered sex offender. Okay? Hence why this is not on YouTube, because it's a different area. Pirate this if you need to. So now Charlie Hurt says, well, this is offensive because in the first sentence, out of the left side of his mouth, he's advocating to sell to all ages like Gap and Levi's do. God bless Gap and Levi's and Lee's because they are a universal denim company, and I hope they never go bad. Gap is a different story. Gap is now hiring teenagers to do the advertising with some nigger in the background with her denim bikini on. Kudos to the teenagers who are still modest. Now, because of all the shit going on, I advocate the assassination and the execution of Sydney Sweeney, considering she's now advocating her assets publicly to be, shall we say, shown off. Okay? As much as I don't want to say it, when you're in public domain, you are not supposed to be saying, well, I have nice jugs of beer. Please, don't give a sexual innuendo. It's not supposed to be said in front of kids under 13 and then say, of beer. You actually think that a business who condones funding pedophilia is going to be saved by you? Please, grow the fuck up. And I don't say media whore like in a derogatory, degrading way. I mean, like a literal sense, she's being a media whore. She is literally a media whore because that's all she's doing is whoring herself out. She has a couple sex tapes. The only thing she's ever been in is sex scenes. Uncensored ones. So in what way does this qualify her to be a role model? She's not a role model for kids. She's far from it. Neither is Charlie Hurt. So I'm actually advocating the assassination and execution publicly of every Fox News staff, CNN staff, MSNBC staff, and NBC staff members. Now, if I get brought up in the media because of this, fuck it, I don't give a shit. Because I would love to get media attention over this and advocate their death. Because obviously the ball needs to get rolling. And considering there's 23 million criminals that came up to the southern border who are now killing and murdering and raping kids and murdering people, I advocate the public execution of every cop to make their spouses widowed. You know how I noticed the way I say spouse, male and female, either way. Okay? Now all of a sudden, Donald is and Christy Noem and Pam Bondi, now we're doing a crossover, who are now doing public speaking. We have to get them deported. Yeah, you're gonna get them deported like Sydney Sweeney is gonna stop her public whorish ways. So the whole thing has become so stupid that they're literally gone uncensored. They're talking about family morals. Fox News and CNN, MSNBC, and NBC do not have any morals. They just advocate, they publicly publicize every murder and every sexual innuendo. Otherwise, they would have aided to do something about it. But of course, Greg is going to go on. If this reaches the five, if they go on and they say, how fucking dare you advocate my assassination? Well, he's just looking for attention. That's a pot calling the kettle black. Because the media itself, Greg Gutfeld and everyone else use the First Amendment only on them. They don't advocate it on everyone else. But of course, they're going to hire people during airtime. Oh, the freedom of speech applies to everyone. He's right. And then, of course, they're going to get people to defend me, which doesn't mean shit because it's all fake. So when it comes down to everything, none of it is real. They want you to think what they want you to think. So when it comes down to Sydney Sweeney being shot by someone, I advocate it. Because this whore, this media whore, has got this satanic ego going. It's the size of a room that she's in. He advocated my theft. Let's call the cops on him. Good. Call the cops, and I will personally make all their spouses widowed. Because if these cops, these fucking cops, are going to continue working for multimillionaires and multibillionaires, the cops need to be shot too. And considering all the citizens are getting raped and murdered, I'm actually encouraging all the citizens who are aching for progress to start shooting cops too. And I advocate all the businesses who are getting robbed by all these niggers who were robbing them. I advocate that the business owners start shooting criminals. Oh, and the Fox News is going to come on with their new segment. Oh, people are getting, now criminals are getting shot. Oh, then the cops are going to come out. Oh, we have to have law and order. When the fuck have the cops put out law and order? Seriously. What they do is just sit there in the middle of the street, pose and play with themselves. This is why I advocate the mafia. The Italian, Irish, Chinese, Japanese, and Russian mafia. I advocate them to come out and start taking care of business. Start aiding the good taxpayers in self-defense. Because obviously, the fucking cops aren't doing it. The fucking cops don't give a shit. Donald, yes, I admire him as a businessman. Because he's educated. But I do not admire him being a leader of this country. This fucked up country. This shit country. I do not admire Christine Noem because all she's doing is giving these fucks money. Okay? She is giving them your money. Financial assistance. Okay? It's in her commercial. We're gonna deport you while we're giving you financial assistance in another country. Really? Where the fuck are you going to get the $300 billion for it? Yes, $300 billion. That's an average of $15,000 per illegal immigrant coming from South of fucking America out of your money. Your income tax money pays for them to rape and murder women and kids and shoot people. Okay? So start advocating publicly the execution of every media reporter. And yes, that includes the satanic lying Deborah Norville and her nigger co-worker. Okay? She's nothing but a satanic liar. I advocate her assassination too. I even advocate Maxine Waters' assassination. I advocate Gavin Newsom's assassination. And I really hope that it doesn't get to the point where I advocate Donald's assassination, because I would literally give the Democrats and the liberals, the fucking assholes, the fucking idiots, that gives them what they want. I would rather have Donald alive. But then again, advocating the liberals and Democrats' assassinations and the numbers would actually be progress. Now, all of a sudden, they're going to say, oh, this bastard needs to be sent to prison. When the fuck have they ever sent anyone to prison since the COVID bioweapon shit? I mean, literally. So, grow the fuck up. Sydney Sweeney actually needs to be assassinated, because now all of a sudden, she is advocating gun rights. Yeah, okay. She goes, has someone look like her, puts her glasses on, puts her hair up, and has someone shooting for her. On YouTube. So what? Big fucking deal. I have a sawed-off. The original Iris sawed-off shotgun. Not the regular shotgun. The one that's made to make the bullets explode. The ones, well, excuse me, they're actually more dangerous than the regular shotguns, but I don't want to go there because I do not want to advocate murder by liberals on the good people. Okay? The big fucking deal. Sydney Sweeney is advocating gun rights. Yeah, okay. What's she gonna do? Advocate gun rights with a bikini on? Please. Grow up. You're not that wonderful. I have to honestly say, I'm not even a fan of Rihanna. The singer, the black singer. She looked better in the denim than Sydney Sweeney did, because at least Rihanna was covered. Now, I don't like Rihanna because she also has a huge ego. But I'm giving credit here. I'm giving her the moment of a compliment. She was better covered than Sydney was, because all Rihanna did was just bend over and show everyone her big ass. But even she was covered. But now they got the kids going for it. I hope the kids and Levi's, Lee's, and... oh, shit, what's the third one? My mind is going in different directions. Lee's, Levi's, and the Gap, I hope, stay modest. The other ones... I really... Because the minute you go pedophilia, you're done. You're fucking done. And the assholes, the idiots who buy the product, are no less of a pedophile than the people advertising for them. So Sydney needs to get assassinated. Oh, this guy needs to be found. Yeah, okay. You find me, you're getting shot. You find anyone else who's good, you're getting shot. Meaning the cops. I advocate anyone who comes up to the door like people are now doing on Snapchat with the advertising cops breaking into the house. Start shooting cops when they break through your front door. Okay? Start shooting them at a self-defense. If the cop approaches your car under false pretenses, shoot them. Meaning the taxpayer, the good taxpayer, shoots the cop. And put it on film, too, and start advertising it. No different than Zelensky advertising on the open internet on torturing the Ukraine citizens. Okay? Which has also been in the media for the past 3 months. He's sitting there torturing since the year 2020. He's been torturing his own people to prevent him from going back to Russia. I hope Zelensky gets assassinated, not Putin, because Putin is a good guy, contrary to the U.S. government media's portrayal of him. Like, I don't know if you've ever been on YouTube where they live streamed the meeting. That bastard Zelensky, who the media can't even fucking spell right, nonetheless can they even say his name right. They can't. The bastard makes Putin wait an hour and a half. I'm not going in that room until he goes. And then all of a sudden he goes out in the public domain. I'm going to come out to a peaceful resolution. Yeah, a fucking gay. Putin has been in office for the past 25 years, God bless him. And he's treating Russia good. Don't blame it on him, because you want to be a fucking idiot. Just no different than Sydney Sweeney wants to be a fucking idiot, because now she's probably worth $30 million because of all of her whorish ways. I advocate every media outlet staff to be assassinated. I don't care if I'm brought up in the media. Oh, he's just looking for attention, like Greg Gutfeld would say. He's just looking for attention. Don't give him the satisfaction. That's the pot calling the kettle black, because all of you purposely went into the media while hating it to get your $5 million contracts and to get your $9 million contracts. Even Hannity, one of the biggest narcissists, even though he could be entertaining 3 nights a week, he's worth $25 million a year. And he's got the ego the size of the room he's in, except if he's got Stephen A. Smith on. Which, the black guy, which I actually find entertaining. I'd actually have a conversation with Stephen A. Smith, who's black, than to go on Hannity. Now, the guy on ESPN, forgive me, I can't remember your name, buddy, but he's a good guy. I would love to be on him. The guy on ESPN, the herd. With Colin, that's the guy's name, Colin. See, it takes me a second. I got like 15 different things going on in my mind right now. Colin. I'd love to be on him, because he's a good guy. Like I said before several times in the past, I have no problem with the minority in the U.S., even though I'm anti-American. I'm gracefully protesting when I don't create violence. I just say, fuck it. I don't condone violence. I don't condone stupidity. I don't condone corruption. Colin is a good guy. All of a sudden now they're worried about Taylor Swift. Taylor fucking Swift. Big fucking deal. She's a prima donna with a satanic ego who hasn't paid her taxes in 15 years. That's why she's worth anywhere between $950 million and $1.5 billion. Now all of a sudden she's getting married to some football player. Big fucking deal. California's 50-50. She'll go marry the bastard. They'll go get a divorce because of irreconcilable differences. And then all of a sudden they got to split the bank account. She'll be bitching. He'll gain $5 million. He'll gain $500 million. She'll lose $500 million and then gain it back within 3 months. Is there something wrong here? While Sydney Sweeney's worth almost $30 million because she's having sex live on air? Please. Grow the fuck up. And this digital ID shit, do not submit to it. Go over to Russell Brand's YouTube profile. Here's some good complimentary public advocation. Go to Russell Brand's YouTube profile. Okay? He has a lot of good videos on there, a lot of good films. He's an educated guy. Yes, 15 years ago, they portrayed him as this idiot. He woke up, and he's educated. He knows what he's saying. He knows what he's talking about. Go there, and he talks about the digital ID shit that's mainly made for gaining everyone else's personal information. That's basically what it's there for, to gain everyone's personal information. Not there to regulate, because everyone's now finding certain things on the internet and they want to make sure the 13-year-olds don't find it. Hey! Like someone in Australia said, God bless them for doing it. If I can find out what their name is, I'm going to mention it in my next update. God bless them for saying it. Why isn't RedTube regulated? RedTube is a pornography site. Well, how many kids know about it? Doesn't matter. So God bless Australia for being educated. Even though Europe is dealing with a slight few problems, but the way the Europeans protest, God bless them for changing a lot of things. Anyways, I'm going on 23 minutes, and I'm sure you're sick and tired of hearing the beeping from my smoke alarm. Which I am too. I'm going to change the batteries in a couple of minutes because it's getting really stupid. Anyways, there's the YouTube Rumble update on my website here, the uncensored version. Pirate the shit out of it, please. I would even love to even go on Alex Jones at Infowars.com about all this shit. I will have an update for you next week. Have everyone have an awesome week. And I'll see you guys later.